Thanks for listening to Ace on the House on Podcast One.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Jay Moore. I have a new sports podcast every day. More sports. Hashtag more sports. You don't even have to know anything about sports to love it. All you got to know is I get down. I tell it like it is. I curse. I know. That's weird. And I guarantee you will love it. Podcast One. Podcast One app. Please hit subscribe.
This is Corolla Digital.
Taking calls. Home improvement tips straight from the Ace Man's lips to those in need. They cover it all, A to Z, roof to basement and in between. Raise on the ladder and Ace got the hammer. Fixing your trouble with hilarious banter. So send your emails to the Postal and Punisher with his old buddy Ray. It's Ace on the House.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. No choice but to get on mandate. Get it on. And welcome to Ace on the House. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Ray Oldhoff.
Get it on.
Starting the terrazzo finally.
Woo-hoo-hoo. Yes. It's in?
The terrazzo's in.
Did you dance a jig? Did you cry?
Yeah, we got to.
Or is it wrong?
No, it's right. It's right. We just got to start getting it down on the floor.
How's it looking?
Haven't started getting it down on the floor yet. I announced last night that we were making a move, and Sonny's like, ugh, why? Because it's better. Oh, this is fine. It's awesome. It's so awesome. It's so awesome.
Whatever. Wait, you're going to make a move, meaning like you're not moving out of the house? Or to one side or something.
I'm not moving out of the house or to one side. I just have to take this terrazzo and spend a couple days and get it down. And it's going to take, you know, they're 2-foot by 2-foot tiles. They're out of Florida, I think. And they're about, I think they're about 5/16 thick. They're not very thick. They, wait a minute, I'm saying 5/16, yeah, maybe even 3/16. I think they're a little less than a quarter thick, and they're 2-foot by 2-foot, like they're like a sheet of glass almost.
How do you set it? Is some adhesive, or do you have to back butter it?
I think there's a lot of back buttering going on, and I'm pretty sure, I haven't gotten into all the nuts and bolts of it, but I'm pretty sure it's just a, you know, thin set or a special kind of thin set or whatever, but you mix it, and it's not a, you know, it's not a...
No grout line.
It's not a mastic, you know. Right. You mix it up. You know, as little a grout line as we can...
But you just butt. No grout line. You just butt them all, right?
Well, no, I'm saying, yes, that I'm saying butt them all, but I don't know what they call for. Like, I don't know if they want you to have a light eighth or something. I don't know what the manufacturer says.
It's got to be butted because that's the look. And what the F are you going to put in? I mean, it's got to be wax on top of that or some kind of sealer.
Yeah, I would like zero grout joints, but I don't know if the manufacturer's calling out for something.
Gotcha.
I don't know. So I'm going to figure it out. But look, if it's an eighth of an inch and they're 2 foot by 2 foot and you just go with the same colored non-sanded grout, then who cares? I mean, sort of.
Yeah, I just don't want to see any, you know, I'd like to see just one big plane of one thing. I don't want any differentiation
in it. I get it. I'm trying to kind of picture it because on one hand, you know, you're not really going to be able to pull off the full monolithic terrazzo airport, you know, 40-foot run with no brakes in it completely. I mean, you're not really going to totally be able to pull that off. Because there are 2 foot by 2 foot pieces. I don't know if you butt them up against each other and get them real
snug.
They
disappear.
If they totally disappear, or you can kind of get the vibe, it'll look good. And then there's a kind of an argument for not trying. I mean, there's kind of an argument, I don't know, for the 2 foot by 2 foot with the 1/8 inch grout line and the white. Mm-mm. And white. You don't like it. I don't know.
That hurts my body.
I don't know. It's going to look good.
I picture it in my head, and I just picture, you know, I'm picturing 1950 case study house, low slung, just clean.
I'm with you, too, but there's such a, the 2 foot by 2 foot are big enough, and there's such a thing as using the same color. It's still going to look good. I'd like it. I agree. I'd like to butt it.
When are you going to start this? Because I need to come by. I need to check it out.
We're going to start scuffing the floor and fixing the floor and sanding the floor, and there's one big long sort of fissure in the floor that needs to be kind of worked out that I think I fixed in terms of the flex. Now we just have to kind of, you know, I want up underneath the thing. I got to look into this a little bit. There's a kind of a flex joint. My floor is this weird, you know, it's subflooring with inch and a half worth of concrete poured on top of it.
Yeah, that lightweight.
It's weird, and they poured it around the bottom plates.
Yeah.
So they're these, you know, inch and a half by 3.5 inch peninsulas of subflooring, whatever, that goes down where you pull out a wall.
Right.
So I had a problem with a long run, it was flexing too much because it's not even on plywood. It's on 1x6.
Okay.
And it was flexing.
What, running diagonal?
Yeah. And so I was trying to figure out how to get the flex out of it because it kept like cracking. And so what I did is I got up underneath the floor, underneath in the crawl space. I ripped up, I think it was sturdy floor. I think I went bigger than 3/4. I think I went the 1 1/8 OSB, like sturdy floor. I think I had some of it from doing the deck or whatever. And I ripped up these like 8 foot by, I think.
10 or something?
No. Eight foot long by like 14.5 or 22.5, whatever the bay.
Oh, okay.
Because I pushed it up underneath. And then I put a 2x4 sisters
yeah.
on and sucked it up to get rid of the
bow,
yeah,
flex.
And I think I put some like subfloor adhesive or something on the bottom of the thing and then shoved it up there and sucked it up. And
a lot
it
got, of work.
Yeah, well, not for me. I told everyone what to do. But it got rid of a ton of flex.
Could you hear the flex when you were walking? I mean, was it audible?
It was just right when you walked in the front door as you got past the entryway, and it was just flexing, and I knew there's nothing that was going to stop it because it was just 1x6 with this 1.5 inch concrete on top of it, and if it's flexing, it's flexing. Like, there's nothing you can't put something on top of
no.
it. No. Had to go down underneath and put this. Now, anyway, I'm making a note. Now I'm wondering if I need to kick something down to the ground and put a pad, you know, like a 4x4 or something under there and get the joist kicked off, too.
I think you should. Why not? I mean, because you can't have that stuff crack. If it cracks in the entryway especially, you're doomed. You're going to go nuts.
I'm going to go nuts.
You will.
I may go nuts
like
anyway.
Like, I'd do some concrete piers under there and then throw it all the way across. Knock it off that way.
Yeah, what Ray's saying is, I think what Ray's saying is what I would do is I would take this trouble zone of about 8 to 10 feet. I would take like a 4x8 and I would slide it under the floor joist where the like 2x6 or 2x8s or whatever, to slide it under it where the trouble zone was and just go across that trouble zone and put two pads on each end. And
or
just,
three.
Or three, but two pads probably do it. Or two pads 2 foot in from each end. I would, you know, have to, why
don't go
to
the end.
Then, and then kick up the 4x4, you know, 1 foot or something and a little post and a thing and just get any.
And then brace it all off.
Yeah, yeah.
I do that because that's your entry and that's pinnacle. I mean, you can't. If you have a crack in there in 6 months, I mean, yeah, I'll laugh, but I'll kind of feel badly for you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, I don't think it's gonna crack as much because they're 2x2 tiles, and this was really tough because it was just cement with just epoxy on it.
I got
the 2x2 tile. You're gonna have to work a little harder, but still, I agree with me. Let's put something under there. I also agree with the Flex Wash. Home Depot has a new Samsung Flex Wash and Flex Dry Washer Dryer. They're a pair. I should get this and put it over at the shop. Some Maxipata. Ooh, freeloader, as in free loads of laundry. I'll walk over there on a Wednesday. There's Maxipata with his hamper. I'm like, what's going on? I'm like, just, you know, taking care of business. Like, taking care of what business? I'm just doing some, you know. Does anyone have any dignity anymore? Wash two loads and dry two loads at the same time in the same machine. So you don't mix different colors and fabrics. Flex wash. Large capacity lower washer for everyday washes and additional washer for separate colors and delicates. Now we're getting somewhere. Flex dry. Large tumble dryer for everyday items. And flat dryer for the delicates. So very nice. Both Wi-Fi connected. Ooh.
Like you're running from his house then.
Man, Max found there after leave the apartment. Set to start the machines remotely and receive alerts if the load is finished. Oh, that's so smart. Samsung Flex Wash and Flex Dry available at Home Depot, everybody. Speaking of freeloaders, I see the Matt and Beck vanity license plate. Which means somebody's driving daddy's ride or mommy's ride. Hey-o. I have to constantly scan and I have to constantly judge, scanning and judging.
Process.
I processed that Matt, the porcelain punisher, who is in the midst of moving, needs a vehicle with a hatch and a little more square footage in it in order to move some boxes. So he's commandeered his parents' ride.
And my beautiful TCL TV. Thank you, TCL.
Yes. So I just walked in and I went, what's that? And then I went, that's Matt. And then I went, why? And then I, a couple scenarios ran through, like maybe his car broke down or maybe he's going camping or something. And then I went, nope, he's moving. He needs something with a hatch and a little extra cubic footage.
I'm going to lay all my friends off easy and not ask anybody to help me.
Yep.
What about commandeering? Ace has a huge truck down the road.
So it's filled with terrazzo tile, by the way, right now. But it's a little too...
Unload that tile.
It's a little too much rig for Matt, I would venture to say. Yes?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
I've driven that truck before. It's fine.
Okay. Well, if you want to borrow it to move, I don't care.
I think we're going to be just fine.
All right. All right. Let's see. Charles Alexander, the guy wired up the studio, friend of the show, is on line three. Charles, I just punched him up. Do we have him?
Uh-oh. Yeah, I'm here. Uh-oh. Something else I got to fix. Hello. Am I potted up?
Yes, you are.
I brought it up.
What's going on, Charles?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Go ahead.
I'm doing the poor man's remodel. I'm actually doing a Home Depot mastic run right now.
Wow.
But, a scenario came up the other day. I'm really glutton for it. I do countertops, flooring, a little bit of tile paint, poor man's remodel. Anyways, I came up with a situation the other day where I had to intervene. The countertop guys were doing their thing. And the first bad sign was when they weren't resheathing the top of the cabinets when they were going to start putting the granite down. Because that stuff's like, you know, walking wounded.
Hold on. Let's make sure we're on the same page. They did not skin. They didn't do a subtop of 3/4 ply or something like that, right? that what you're saying?
No. They're going to put the granite in their plan.
The granite was just going right down on top of the boxes, on top of the... Right.
Yeah, and you know, those things, they just use whatever strips or whatever they can get their hands on to build the top of those boxes, you know, mostly particle board.
Right. Oh, so you, hold on. You're saying that they furred it out with like some one by or whatever, you know, something.
No.
Well,
no, then what did they do? Nothing. They just put it straight on top, or was there something let in?
They were going to. On top of those boxes, there was already the old thing that they put down for the mortar bed on top for the old tile that was on there. We popped the old tile, and of course, half the old stuff came up along with it. And they were just going to go down right on top of what was left. So that was the first bad sign.
All right, so they're going to go down on top
Charles,
of
Charles, have you taken an improv class?
They were going down on the one by that was left, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
Made a run, got the sheathing, did it. Then when it came time for them to stick down the granite, out came the liquid nails. And then we had to have a little come to Jesus moment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I took the project over, because clearly this is not. And these are guys who do this 5 days a week.
Now, why are you opposed to the liquid nails? On marble, it could run through, but if it's granite, it's fine.
It'll pop. I mean, I've experienced that before, where that stuff will pop. It doesn't have any give.
Well, I'm trying to think, because I don't do a lot of countertops. You got the plywood, right?
Yeah.
The plywood is not primed or sealed or anything, right? You put something on there, and you know you have gravity on your side.
Yeah,
is the good news, and the stuff weighs literally.
Occasionally, you got to shim out with those U shims, Adam.
Literally,
you might have
literally
some kinda...
a ton. Yeah, but would you want to use silicone? Like, what would you want to use?
Silicone, and you can use any adhesive really, except on marble, because marble's soft. So if you use liquid nails or some silicones, it will bleed. You can see it.
What did you want to use, Charles?
Well, something with a little bit of give. I called a countertop place and said, "Hey, what do you use?" And it was a PL something or other.
PL 400 or whatever. Yeah. I'm with you on that. People get
that's
a little
smart,
happy with the liquid nails, but the PL, and I don't remember if it's 2000 or 400 or
there's
I can't remember. There's a ton of them, but there's the right PL for that, that's almost maybe like subfloor adhesive.
It doesn't really ever knock off. It has some give continually.
All right, now where we're at. PL400 is the subfloor and deck stuff, so says Gary. But that's just from memory. Go ahead.
There you go.
Yeah.
So at what point do you pull that trigger, you know, and say, hey, these guys aren't with it, you know?
I think the subfloor, you know... The problem is you're in this gray area of will it work versus is it done right? Because if you got the one by, one by down there and it's consistent enough, and you put the liquid nails down there and it's consistent enough, and the thing's sitting flat, you're not really going to have any problems. Don't bang your old lady up there, but you can cut an onion on a chopping board. You'll be fine. But I agree with you, Charles. This is an indicator of them not doing it right.
I mean, Charles, I would have probably let it slide, but I get the discerning eye, and I get that you want it done right, so I can't really fault you.
But how much?
But you kind of drive me nuts anyway.
Did they charge you accordingly? You know what I mean? Like, there's definitely an element you're getting what you pay for.
It was normal, Mark. You know, I did the typical thing, give three bids, pick the one in the middle. You know, I did the normal thing. And
good.
It looked pretty consistent, you know, in their work order looked fine, but I just wasn't seeing it come through in the
How
know,
are their finishes? How did the sink line up? How did their slabs line up? Pretty good.
Oh, it was terrible. I had to go in and adjust it all, and their mounting of this, you know, I went with cast iron sinks. You know, which have to be clamped from the bottom properly, and they just went in there with these little galvanized steel clips and tried to hang these, saying, "Ah, no, this ain't working." So I marched out to the garage and milled up some clips and threaded them and stuff, and just put it in myself. But you know, it was clearly going downhill at that point, and I had already commandeered the situation by that point.
How did you? One of the treating it like a military maneuver.
Yeah, It's a takeover.
Well, hey, it's my
took over his own house.
Rich. You know? Hey, how did it work out with the payment of these guys?
I didn't even argue. I just paid them what was on the bill. I'm not going to get in an argument with it. And I had three other, you know, I had four guys in there ready to go, you know, so I wasn't going to hold anything up. And it would have been a whole thing.
Charles, we agree with you. I don't like the idea of no subtop, and I don't like the idea of I agree with you in spirit. On the other hand, if you were just a regular dude who was going to work all day and you came back, you wouldn't know what they did, and you probably wouldn't have any problems with what they did, maybe even years and years down the road. And that's what they get away with. They just – everybody – it's like when the maid shows up, the maid unplugs my lamp on the side of my bed, plugs in the vacuum cleaner, and then when she's done, she unplugs the vacuum cleaner and leaves. And the lamp cord just sits on the floor – wide open, by the way, like not tucked behind the end table, just like
in the middle
of the floor. And it's white. She unplugged it and she just drops it on the floor.
She ain't plugging it back
in. So people do about the minimal they'll do. Now, maybe if I was standing there, or maybe if I was laying in bed trying to read, she would plug it back in. But only good people. Thank you, Charles. I appreciate it. Only good people do what's right when no one is looking. That means you're looking. You have to do what's right. And it takes a little bit of a good person. And there's not too many of those guys in the trades because they attract bad people, because they attract losers. They attract fuck-ups. They attract felons. People have no idea what those trades, especially the stone guys. Those guys, believe me, they hate their jobs, but they're not skilled. They have horrible, by
what,
the way.
What, you mean like stonemasons?
No, I mean like I've had
bad eyes.
Like at my my house, the first guy that did like the backsplash, you know, down, it was like 3 inches high on one side and it was flush with the thing and then went down to like about an, you know, two and three eighths and there was like a 3.5-inch reveal. Like, you just look at it and you go,
What are you doing?
The reveal's all screwed up.
Like, how about the guy that'll cut into the casement around the door to fit the stone? Like, what? What did you do?
People are hacks. They're bad eyes. They're not good at what they do. And here's the problem. You guys think these guys are masons, these guys are stone workers, these guys are artisans, these guys are whatever. These guys aren't anything but the worst student you went to high school with super poor parents, and now they have to do something for a living. They have to support
and
themselves.
And they're in your fucking kitchen.
And they can't fucking work at a, you know, they can't work at a law office. They're unemployable. They have DUIs. They have prison records. And they have to work. They don't want to work. They just have to work. And
my palms are sweating because it almost sounds like you're talking about me.
Getting close. Now we're, I don't know, no DUIs.
No.
How, Ray, have you ever filled out an application?
Yeah.
A job application?
Sure.
When?
Oh, it's got to be like over 30 years ago.
When did you fill out, hold on, I'm going to tease this. When did you fill out a job application and for
what? And for what?
For what? Tommy John, spring cleaning this year starts with the underwear drawer. I'm wearing my Tommy John's right now. Tommy John, Dad, put a little shot of talc down the front, get an extra couple wearings, extra 4 or 5 wearings out of those bad boys. Tommy John, 21st century underwear, a state-of-the-art design, patented fabrics, eliminate bunching, squishing, and riding up. Super easy. Plus, complete line of evolved undershirts. Form-fitting, lightweight, stays tucked in. Anytime I ever wear a dress shirt or a suit or jacket, anything's always Tommy John. That, it's a true undershirt. You wear that jacket and that dress shirt with a regular T-shirt, it's like it's just like wearing three shirts. Now, and the socks, too, they stay up all day long. Backed by the best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free guarantee. It is simply the best. It is Tommy John. Matt.
Hurry to TommyJohn.com now and save 20% on your first order with promo code Adam. That's promo code Adam for 20% off only at TommyJohn.com. TommyJohn.com.
All right. You filled out an application for where?
I got three.
Three.
three that I just wrote down.
In your life. Here we go.
Old Country Bakery.
Old Country Bakery.
Yeah.
Did your mom have some sort of connection to that?
My mom has some kind of connection to all three of these, by the way. Yes.
Your mom knew someone who ran a bakery? Or?
Yes, that worked for the bakery.
Worked for the bakery. So you filled
out. And I
out...
got to remember I cleaned the oven? And the oven was as big as a house?
I remember something with a bakery in you. Now, how old were you when you did the bakery?
I would be, what, this is like 19, maybe, something like that.
All right.
Okay, now I got a, excuse me. I filled out an application for Technicolor.
Really?
Yeah.
Who'd your mom know over there?
Exactly. Some guy.
Your
some
mom
executive.
Knew someone over
yeah.
at Technicolor. What? You never
all
got
via,
that?
All via Fies Tess. This is all her connections. Far East Terrace.
Far East? Oh,
Far East
oh,
Terrace, where she worked as a waitress.
I got it. Ray's so mom were, was the cocktail waitress near the studios.
Correct.
And so she'd do a little network, and when the guy would come in and talk about working for Technicolor, she'd go, I got a hobo for a son who's flopped on the sofa
exactly
right now.
That's exactly what she said.
Right. So,
I got a hobo for
so a she's son. Trying to get you out of the apartment.
Fucking kids.
Yeah. All right. So nothing came of the Technicolor one, though, right?
No. No. Right. I actually told them it was for being a driver. The position was a driver.
Right.
And I had informed the lady that I had bad eyes.
Did you not want that job? You didn't like to drive.
Yeah. All didn't right. like to drive. And all then right. McDonald's.
You filled out an application at McDonald's?
Did.
When was that?
Oh, that must have been around the same time.
You were 19 going for McDonald's?
Yeah. It was horrible. This is when I was in my, you know, depression.
Yeah.
I think that's when I stayed in the house for 2 years, remember?
Yeah, I do
when
remember
you and
Chris
that. Came over?
Why McDonald's, though? I mean, I did McDonald's. Well, by the way, you were across the street from Pioneer Chicken.
Right.
You should have won Pioneer Chicken.
Yeah. Too close to home.
Too close.
Yeah.
The McDonald's over on Ventura?
Yeah. And then got my name called and I walked out the front.
So you put in your app at the McDonald's I worked at.
Yes. They called me.
I was 16.
Yeah.
They called you.
They called me, went in. You know, the manager waved at me and said, are you ready? And I said, yes. And she goes, 1 minute or he, I forget.
Right.
1 minute, hold on a second.
I had a big black guy named Ken.
And then I just walked out the front door.
That was it.
Yeah.
You did what I did with Party Pals some years later.
Party Pals?
Yeah, man.
What do they do?
You dress up like Ninja Turtles and Spider-Man and stuff, and you go to kids' parties.
I do that now.
I know. That'd be a lateral move for you in terms of career. But I mean, it wouldn't be a backward move. It'd be lateral. Yeah, I think the only applications I ever filled out was Taco Bell, rejected. McDonald's, accepted. Kind of sucked because it was like the same job. The Taco Bell and McDonald's were just crappy fast food gigs. The Taco Bell was one block away from my house, like 500 feet from my house. I could easily just walk back and forth to my crappy Taco Bell job and maybe even smuggle a couple burritos out of there at the end of a shift. The McDonald's gig was on Ventura Boulevard, which was really kind of out of range for walking.
It's a hall.
It was a long walk. So, and it was kind of a long everything. I didn't have a bike or any form of transportation. So it was like borrow somebody's car, but then you'd have the car the whole day.
Right.
They wouldn't let you borrow
sitting
it the
out,
whole
yeah.
day. I remember I borrowed my sister's car once, get a ride. It was like, it became kind of a hassle, like getting a ride. I could have grabbed the Acura with the vanity plate that said LORAD. On it, but my mom needed it because she was, you know, where you know, as a congresswoman, she's very, very busy and she's going back.
How long did you work at McDonald's?
I got the job there on 10th grade, summer of 10th, going into 11th. I got the job there. I worked there for that summer, but whenever football,
football
started,
season, you had to leave.
I just stopped. So, and maybe even passing league or two-a-days or whatever. I was probably there like for a grand total of like 7 weeks or something
okay.
like that. Long enough to get the lay of the land. Never got to get near the counter. Just grill. It was like I was being punished. I really do feel like I feel if you really go back and look at the early part of my life, It was like punishment. It wasn't even like, oh, it's a coin toss or who knows this or whatever that.
What about carpet cleaning? Talk about punishment.
That job was a punishment type
job.
Yeah.
That was purgatory.
It was punishment. Carpet cleaning was punishment. McDonald's was punishment. These weren't just bad high school jobs, you know, where you're like raking leaves or mowing lawns or something. This is standing behind a grill for hours on end. Just
brutal.
Just brutal and starving the whole time.
What a strange combo.
And then you factor in my starvation with my two parents' bizarre approach to food. And you really do get into, like,
the weirdest thing is you had a huge appetite, too. You had no food, and you could eat.
You're getting into, like, violations of the Geneva Convention. Like, my dad and my mom's horrible approach to food mixed with their insane cheapness, then mixed with my crazy appetite.
Yeah.
Was just a bizarre confluence of horror. Like, it was just, I would just be sitting around with my dad and, you know, like, what's for dinner? Well, I have raisins, currants, and no-fat cottage cheese. And he'd just be sitting there eating it. And I'd be like, don't you want some pot roast? Like, no. Oh, son, would you like some more tap water? No, I'm good. Okay. What do we have for dessert? Air. Just go ahead and inhale. Well, we might chase it down with some tap water again. Oh, I'm sorry. Would you like a little more tap water? I can top you off. Are you good? You're good. My dad would eat just nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
What about that hard bread they had that was like a hockey puck? Remember they had that bread? I forget the name of it.
You had to cut it yourself. It was like unsprouted.
You couldn't even cut it.
70 grain shit. My fucking mom. Just no red meat, no nothing, no.
Blah. I remember you would eat over and you weighed, 60 pounds less than I did. And you'd go plate for plate with me. I mean, you would just go.
Ray's the only one back in the day that ate. He ate big time. None of my other friends ate. So eating over at Ray's house was good because I didn't like to outdo my friends eating. You know what I mean?
Right. You didn't want to draw that attention.
I don't know, like, I'd go to Chris's house. He was a pixie back then, and he'd be working on his first pork chop, and I didn't want to be grabbing for my third because I felt weird that I was grabbing for my third pork chop while he was working on his first. And I also had this weird sort of shame, which is I'm sure his mom's pissed that I'm eating their pork chop. My mom doesn't make pork chops. I could imagine me coming over
and
eating pork chops. I couldn't do the math that the moms were okay with it. So, but Ray was a big eater, and so I could go to Ray's and eat big. And that's the thing. I don't think anyone understands the sort of genetic component or whatever it is of the big eater. Like, my son, not a big eater. Andrew over at the other place, not a big eater. Like, there's just guys that just, like, sort of even a little bothered by having to eat. And then there are dudes like us who just, when we were 13, we would go nuts. Nuts.
I mean, I'd have a sack lunch that weighed 7 pounds plus money.
All right. So, Ray.
Yeah.
Picture the amount I ate. Now picture my dad. Now picture living with my dad and him being in charge of just what you ate and how much you ate.
Yeah, you had it. That's a tough road, man.
That's a punishment. That falls under the heading of punishment.
Yeah, agreed. Right.
And he's a fucking douche for not waking up and fucking making a steak every once in a while. All right. Let's see. Brandon, 40s. San Antonio. Brandon, 37.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah, man. You're going ground up on a remod on a house from the 40s.
Yes, sir. I am definitely lucky here. My wife's grandmother is going to sell us her house that she hasn't been in 2 years for a very good deal. It's basically one of the best neighborhoods here in San Antonio.
Nice.
So going to have a lot of, about a $300,000 house, but I'm getting it for $100,000. So lots of built-in equity there. But
hold on, I'm not done complaining. By the way, I don't know who's done worse, you or I, in the fucking zero real estate family, whatever, land department. Between my mom, my grandma, my dad, I'm married. lots of times you talk to people and it's like, oh, yeah, they got a place in Maui or they got a place in Palm Desert. Their parents, they died. Yeah. And they left the whatever. I am 0 for 0 for 0 for when it comes to any of this. You know, at some point you get married. At some point your parents get a little older. And at some point somebody you kicks benefit. Off and gives you a fucking vacant lot somewhere or something. Zero.
Fucking well, you had that way,
zero.
Right? Yeah, you, yeah.
Zero.
Yeah.
You zero, and not even a, my dad didn't even cocktail waitress at the Far East Terrace and meet someone from Technicolor. My dad knows nobody and does nothing, and my mom knows less people, I would say. How big, like, my mom, what would you give her, like, parent-wise?
Oh, she was pretty vacant, man. I mean...
Oh, you factor in cooking, connections, Far East Terrace, tip money, packing sack lunches. Where are we at? Top of the list is, you know, hey, I got you another pony.
All right, so that's... Or, that's
for me,
that's
like an XR75 Honda.
Yeah, I'd rate her. I mean, she's in the negatives, maybe.
Maybe negative? No, let's say you can't go negative.
Okay, I'd give her...
Zero to ten.
I'll give her a 2 because I do think she loves you. So I'll give her a 2.
All right. Even though you get nothing with the love. I mean, you get no money or food or
I know,
anything.
But I don't want to say 0 because it's going to make me cry.
All right. Maybe a 1?
All right, 1.
Okay, good. How about then marrying my stepdad?
I love him.
Did we get back to 1?
Okay.
All right, Brandon. Oh, sorry. Wait a second.
Oh,
all right,
fuck.
She gets a 1. Brandon?
Yes, sir.
37?
Yes, sir.
All right, so there you go. What's that house worth?
I shouldn't
worth?
Tell you that.
Yeah.
I shouldn't tell you that I
came with a full fridge.
House that I'm in now.
You what? The house you live in now, what?
I'm probably going to be inheriting that also, but, you know, sorry.
All right.
Let's move forward.
All right, let's go to another call, Adam.
No, it's fine. I've gained strength through dignity and hard work. Go ahead, Brandon.
So, ground up restoration area is just, it's kind of like, it's basically like all of the worst parts of LA you talk about as far as a city that needs a permit to get a permit.
Right.
This one little tiny suburb of San Antonio was like that. Like they were swinging by like, oh, you're pouring concrete in the garage. Well, you don't need a permit for that, but like, holy smoke. So they're on it.
Right.
I have to get a permit and then close the street down to do an estate sale.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. They're insane. But everybody wants to live there.
San Antonio, is that getting like Austin or what's going on?
There's like a few little pockets.
Okay.
You know, this is the city of Alamo Heights.
Yeah, I gotcha. All right. So what's the house worth, you think?
300.
It's about, well, 300, but you couldn't really sell it for that because Grandma was a hoarder, and she never did anything to it. We're in the process of cleaning it out. So it's going to need all new electrical, all new plumbing, a little bit of foundation work. It's pier and beam, which is good for Texas.
Yeah,
but,
you know,
if we were to flip it like right now, we could probably get almost 200 for it because if you put 80 to 100,000 into it, it's easily worth 300 to 400.
Hoarder and whore shouldn't be so close together. You know what I mean? Grandma was a
hoarder.
What? Oh, dur. Oh, okay,
yeah,
good. I mean, sorry. I mean, better. I mean, you know what I'm saying. Let's move on.
That's okay.
Can you be both?
I was going to say Ray couldn't get a job at Party Pals because she probably can't be within 50 feet of that many kids. But we'll just move forward.
Oh, you're funny.
All right, so, Brian, what do you want to do?
I'm actually good with kids.
What do you want to do with your house? They do. They like them.
Oh, man.
They do.
Until they get to know
them.
They like them. Like a petting zoo.
We got to bust out a wall and make the kitchen bigger.
Uh-huh.
The only bathroom is all 1940s pink tile, pink tub, pink sink.
I love it.
We have to add a master bathroom. We have space for that.
Yeah, I got you. So you got plaster in there, right? Probably lath and plaster. 40s house, close,
yes,
button board.
Plaster.
Button board, I think.
Do you got lath or button board and plaster? You don't know.
I could not tell you. I'm going to be leaning heavily on my dad, who is a machinist.
I remember my dad making... I wonder if
run
he's
a tool and die shop.
I wonder
right?
if he's done with those A arms for the Newman car. I should check with him after the show.
He can look at a job and he'll know if it's something we can tackle, if it's somebody we should hire. He's not one of those people that just says we can do everything.
All right. Pay a guy $60 an hour at that job to machine for me. Okay, go ahead. All right. Blow out the wall. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, we've got a wall to blow out, kitchen to completely gut and remodel, what? And bathroom to add.
Yeah.
So a wall to add.
What is the question?
I need to be able to pick a good contractor because whatever investment I put in this house, this is like my lunch ticket. I won't have a mortgage from this point forward with this house. If I ever sell it, you know, yeah. It'll be good.
Yeah, I got you.
But I need.
I feel so much word of mouth and recommendations and you know when you, it's such a involved and intimate. Process and it's not hit and run, you know. Like I feel like somebody could go, "Oh, this guy was a good masseuse," but maybe that was just for them on that one day, kind of thing. And and usually, if they say it's a good masseuse, it still is a good masseuse. But when you talk to somebody who's dealt with someone on a major remod, it took place over 7 months, and there were back and forth and back and forth and. All those times when you'd call them on a Saturday and go, "Hey, something's dripping where you capped off the sink or whatever," and they go, "I'll get over there now. Come there now." And the guy comes over there and like clearly he was doing something else, but he broke it off. Like you get a couple of those good stories in, that's your guy.
It's true. Okay. And is he answering the phone?
Answering
the phone and go check out his work.
Yeah, but that's a. Yeah. That's a
guy on his hustle you want.
You either get that guy. That guy's either that guy or he's not. He doesn't toggle back and forth. You know what I mean? It's mm-hmm. I hate that we do this where it's like, well, this guy did this, but he doesn't do it anymore. And now he does that. Like, you're either a criminal or you're not a criminal. You're not really like.
There's not an in between.
It drives me nuts whenever you watch those bitches on like the View. And they're talking about, you know, people needlessly incarcerated. And they go, "Oh, for the grace of God, there go I," or whatever the fuck that is. I butcher every time. But the point is this. No, not by the grace of God. You're not a criminal. You don't steal things from people. You don't punch people. You don't know. You only punch people you know.
There
you know
go.
What I'm saying? You're not. It's not a we could all be here if we just made one bad move. Like, no, we don't involve. We're not. Don't conduct ourselves that way. Yes, of course. Anybody could steal something. Anyone could punch a cop. Anybody could strangle a neighbor. And then, yes, they could end up there, too. Or I could just decide to deal drugs. Yes, I could end up there, too. But I don't do that. I have a moral compass. So don't give it this like fucking random cosmic spinning of the wheel. Like, oh, it just landed on this guy. Now he's in prison. But could have landed on me. I'm not on the fucking wheel. And neither is anyone I know because we don't conduct ourselves that way. You and I, when you were 19, you're trying to get a gig at a bakery and McDonald's. We were cleaning carpets. We were hanging around some of the poorest. I was poor and I was hungry. It never crossed my mind to steal from somebody or hurt somebody.
Not your thing.
All right. But they like to chalk it all up to, well, these guys are poor. They don't have a choice. Bullshit, they don't have a choice. Most of the world is poor. You have a choice. All right, I'm done getting preachy. I'm now going to hop on to LifeLock. Let's see. Look at line one. He wants a new water heater. I want you to think about tankless water heaters, and then I'll tell you about LifeLock. Internet browsing history and data can be sold to advertisers by internet service providers thanks to a bill passed by Congress and signed by Trump. Oh, speaking of thieves, they're lazy, man. Identity theft. It's America's fastest growing crime. They're not lazy in that they're not going to rip you off. They're lazy in that they're going to just steal your identity, hack in your computer, and you need protection. LifeLock. I got it. The kids have it. Philly Cheesesteak has it. They can detect if any of your info is being hacked into, and they'll alert you if there's a problem, and they're U.S.-based. So they work here. They don't outsource. They'll fix the problem. But there's not going to be a problem because you have LifeLock. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock is the best protection available. Membership starts at just $9.99 a month. It is LifeLock. Matt.
Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Use promo code Adam. That's Adam for 10% off your LifeLock Ultimate Plus membership. Visit LifeLock.com and save 10% now.
All right, let's talk to Kevin 30, St. Louis. Kevin?
Hey, fellas. Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah.
Basically, my hot water heater crapped out and time to get a new one. I didn't know. I was just looking online, and the pricing for the tankless versus kind of regular electric ones, pretty much the same. So I don't know if you've heard any things about, is it better or worse, or why would the pricing be the same if it's, you know, that much smaller and easier to use? So
out here, the price is always more.
The notion of tankless is a great notion. I don't know if we're really there yet in the, you know, on the spot heat. I think, and you can research this a little, I also don't like the idea of just some big 30-gallon or 50-gallon whatever. I like the idea
perpetually
of, yeah, I don't like that idea either. I sort of like a in concert with. I had this at one house one time, and I think it worked pretty good. I had the little water heater, the little hopper, the little punk one, you know, like the 10-gallon or something. It was a...
Yeah, the little round one.
Little round one that was about... looked like a
looked like a mini
can.
Fridge.
Yeah.
Like a tiny one.
Yeah, I think it was probably like a 10-gallon one. And I used that, and then I also used the tankless. And the tankless, like, fed it or something. But I had this on-demand 10 gallons to get me started with of hot so that the tankless could get cooking.
Then kick in?
Yeah. Yeah.
And where was this?
This is at the Lake Hollywood house.
Okay.
And I don't remember exactly all the ins and outs of it. But here's what I'm saying. I don't like the idea of what's an average, like 40 or 42? What is an average water heater? I'm trying to picture what those things are.
Gallon-wise?
Yeah.
I think they're like 40.
All right.
Don't they come in increments of 10?
Something. I don't like the notion.
Or five.
I don't like the notion of just keeping 40 gallons hot all day while you're at work.
No.
I don't think we're living in an age where those tankless ones work on demand.
So, I think they're getting a lot better.
They're getting a lot better. So what I would do, 80 is a medium-sized one. Seems like a lot.
Come on.
That's Gary says medium-sized one. Yeah, he's showing a bigger one,
yeah.
Though. Yeah, what's
yeah,
the one you
it's
have
got
now?
40 and it's about.
You got 40.
I got, it's 40 and it's probably 3.5 feet tall. So. Probably pretty normal
tall.
Size.
No, it's like 5 foot tall.
Yeah, it's taller than 3.
Oh, you're like, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. It's like 5 foot tall. All sorry. Right. You're right.
I always like 3/4 of my day is telling people stuff while they stand next to stuff that I can't see and explain to them what it is. it's weird. My car's red. No, it's not. I'm looking at it right now. It's not red. It is kind of. It's orange.
You're
yeah,
right.
There you go. All right. I'm in the next village. I can't even see your car. Okay. So, God, I don't know why.
So you're thinking combo.
I'm thinking combo. Check into the combo. Check into the tankless with like a 10-gallon.
And how big's your place? That's gonna.
I'm done with it.
All right.
I was at an Aston Martin dealer once, and the guy's like, this one guy, he ordered the car from the factory, and he got it in Viper Red. And I was like, Viper Red? It's like, yeah, Viper Red. And I said, Aston Martin factory calls their red Viper Red? And he said, yeah. And I said, no, they don't. This guy was a dealer. This guy worked at the Aston Martin dealer. He's wearing a shirt, you know, press shirt, long sleeves, an Aston Martin badge, and shirt tucked in and slacks. And I said,
there's
they
no way.
They don't call it Viper Red. And he's like, that's the name of the color. And I'm like, no. No, 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 no. And he's like, yes, yes, yes. And he says, no. I said, no. And he said, the guy ordered the car in Aston Martin Viper Red. It's coming from the factory. I said, listen, Viper is one of their competitors in the sports car world. There's no
way
they
name a color.
They would not name the color. There's a 2% chance that they had a Viper Red, like carryover from the 40s or something that I might give you, but no. Not that. And he's like, I'm telling you, that's what they call it. And I said, go check. Go find out. Go ask somebody. And he went in the office, and then he came back, and he's like, the guy ordered it in a custom. He actually got Dodge Viper Red sent to the factory and ordered it. And that, when I was explaining to him, and he kind of did the, we're both right, but I said, no, we're not both right. I'm right. They don't have a color called Viper Red. You can send them a Porsche color or Ferrari color,
color,
any color, Toyota color. You can send them a color and go, paint my car this color. Volcano Red or Vermilion Red. All right, let's keep on keeping on. Thank you, Gary. Vitamin Direct. Wires, Spa, Ken, 50, Phoenix.
Hey, Adam.
Hey, man.
Here's the question. I got a spa from my mom years ago. Haven't wired it in.
Mm-hmm.
And before I get
Mom. Okay, go ahead.
Well,
yeah.
My dad passed away and she cleared the house out. So.
Okay. All right.
Here's my question.
Mm-hmm.
Would you run from the service box on the side of the house, would you run direct burial through EMT tubing, or would you go up into the attic of the house, run it through the attic, and then out the back wall? The spa's, you know, sitting next to the house in the back.
Well, they have
That's my question.
They have variable conduit. I wouldn't do the EMT stuff. I'd do the ABS or whatever the hell it is.
I'd run it up, wouldn't you?
Well, I was reading something Gary's writing, so I was distracted. Oh. But if you want to bury conduit, you can get variable conduit.
Sure.
So don't be freaked out over the variable part. I mean, they even have variable Romex, but I don't know about the variable Romex. You know what I mean?
Yeah. If you hit it with something.
I would go with the variable conduit. And I think now we were using some of that for greenhouse poles, right? Was that like variable stuff?
Yeah.
And it's ABS or PVC, or I never quite figured it out, but it's gray and it's plastic. And
it's pretty bad. It's pretty tough.
Pretty,
and it's UV.
Good, strong schedule on there and pretty good. So here's the deal, Kenneth. I would go variable if it was an easier, closer run and use that kind of variable conduit. But if you want to go up in the attic, go up in the attic if that's a closer run.
Yeah, I'd go which path of least resistance.
Yeah, but don't be intimidated by that. They make lots of good variable stuff these days. Yes?
Which one's going to be easier, Ken?
I don't care.
Oh,
I'm going to tell them about Blinds Galore.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Shades of Green sales happening right now. Well, I told them. Okay, pick the easier route and go it. But don't be put off by variable. You get up to 45% off of everything. So, and you get the free samples. We just got our free samples in. I'm ordering more blinds from these guys. Matt, we got our samples, right? They're on the front desk.
They are sitting on the front table, yep.
I'm mixing it up. I'm going with the blue hue, not the white. I normally just go with the white, bounce the heat off.
Can you say blue hue again?
Blue hue. 15 free samples, to be exact. That's free. You just order them. They come in the mail, and you pick out what you like, and then you order it, and you make sure you got it right. Plus, you got free shipping, and their team of in-house professionals can help you every step of the way. They've covered over 2 million windows, family owned and run, custom built blinds and shades at unbelievable prices. You get the designer look without the designer price tag. We use them here everywhere we go, man. House, bathroom, everywhere, office, work, everywhere. Blinds Galore. Matt.
Let BlindsGalore.com help you get the custom blinds and shades you've always wanted in your home. Don't forget to check them out during their Shades of Green sale happening now, where you can get 45% off everything.
All right, let's see. Let's do our last one here. Ben from Chicago. I don't see him. I see four flashing. I don't see five flashing. There you go. Has an idea to make a threshold. Oh, I love this question. Threshold that looks nice with a sizable height difference. I'm just going to go ahead and crown myself the threshold king, Ray.
The one have you not been?
Well, there was a time.
Custom.
Back in the day. But when I did the last number of houses I've done, Ray remembers the Spanish one with the Spanish pavers and the hardwood and whatever. I had to do a big, wide step down, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, you did.
The one that's in my house is now where the terrazzo's button up against. I had to do some big-time threshold action. It goes – what I do when I build I make lots of thresholds.
Sure.
Was I saying that? What you don't want to do, I think what people do is they get a big old chunk of oak. Yeah. You get a big chunk of oak, and they try to, like, drop a router on it or something or do something. They start with this big chunk of oak, and it ends up looking pretty chunky.
Which you don't want.
Right. What I did, and I had my floor going, I had about a good three-quarter, seven-eighths step up. I had about a good three-quarter step up on one floor and another to the other room and blah, blah, blah. And what I took is I took like a alder. Oak is good, but oak is really hard.
And super
sometimes
hard.
A little hard to work with, like when you're milling it kind of thing. Table
do you
saw,
run it through?
Whatever.
Okay, table saw.
So what I did.
How do you design your profile, though? Do you do it on the jam or do you just figure it out?
I sort of just figure it out, eyeball it, know where I'm at. And I ended up taking like alder or poplar or something. Alder's good. Alder's good. It's a little soft, but it's workable and it's pretty good. I mean, you know, don't kick it with your steel boots, but you know, alder, poplar, a hard one. Okay. And then I figure out like what I got to do with it. And then I make the profile, but I'll laminate it together and, you know, glue it together, sandwich it, nail it up for the front part, take a chamfer bit on the front edge, take a chamfer bit on the back edge, make it as small as you can. Don't make a big chunk out of it.
When you it's got a bridge, make it minimal.
Yeah, when you put it down, put a lot of, like, adhesive and flexi and stuff, silicone and whatever. Make sure it's not just, you know, wood glued to the slab, you know, or to the hardwood floor where it's going to pop and crack and all that kind of stuff.
Will you screw down through the top and put a cog?
Yeah, I will. Figure out a cool color to paint it. You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be stained. You know, make something out of it. I pick like this, the color of my cabinets, like this light blue looks kind of cool. Looks like a cool detail. Go down from the
top. So you make it an aesthetic too.
Yeah, like instead of going, oh God, we got a 3/4 inch height, you know, elevation change here. Make something out of it. This is a cool step here. Make it look custom. Get plugs. Get like the little round half inch oak plugs. Put them down. Put them in the holes. Countersink. You know, leave it a little bit proud. Block sand it. Paint it up. Like you can do
you
it.
Can do, yeah.
Look at the threshold right here, Ray. The threshold that goes into Gary will take a picture of it and put it up on aceontheroof.com.
That's because this whole floor is sleepers, right?
Yeah, the whole floor is sleepers plus plywood. Like, we're sitting up here two and a half inches, and I just made one here, and I painted it red. Like, I didn't paint it like, oh, please go away.
Right.
A walnut stain. All right, last but not least, once again, Flex Wash. Oh, man, Home Depot. I'm tempted to head over up the street to the Home Depot and just kick some tires on this new Samsung Flex Wash. It's a Flex Wash and a Flex Dry. It's got the washer dryer. It's a pair, man. And you can do two loads of laundry, and you can dry two loads at the same time in the same machine. What a time we're living in. You can you don't have to worry about mixing the different colors anymore and the fabrics. And you can do them separately, but do them at the same time. Nice. Flex Wash. Large capacity, lower washer for everyday washes, and then an additional washer for separate colors and delicates. Flex Dry, large tumble dryer for everyday items, and then the flat dryer for the delicates. You see what I'm getting at here? And Wi-Fi connected, so you can check your phone. You're in their house, drinking mint julep, watching your favorite shows, and your phone tells you when it's time to go out there and finish the laundry. I love it. It's Wi-Fi connected, man. Samsung Flex Wash and Flex Dry, available now at Home Depot. All right, go to AdamCarolla.com for all the live shows. Irvine coming up, Oxnard coming up. We can also see me and Ray on Adam Carolla and Friends Build Stuff Live. That is Monday nights, 11 o'clock. On Spike, got, Terry Crews and Joe Coy coming up. You go to AdamCarolla.com, check it out. And the Books, Mother's Day. They're doing the text campaign. Do 64600. You get a special message from me, and you get a great deal on your boots. Check that out. All the stuff you need, you get at AdamCarolla.com. Rayzo, shoot him a tweet.
Please do. Ray Oldhofer.
Till next time. Adam Carolla, Ray Oldhofer saying mahalo.
Subscribe on iTunes or visit aceontheroof.com.
This is Corolla Digital.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Rack your look for spring at Nordstrom Rack. And save up to 60% on brands you love. Rag & Bone, Vince, Marc Jacobs, Adidas, Joe's, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Score new dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and sunglasses. Plus, updates for the family and home. Get your spring on for less, up to 60% less, today at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?